Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line, Paul Cambria, attorney and our expert legal analyst, to talk about some of these challenges to a mask mandate. Paul, thanks for being with us. You know, last year we saw a lot of these challenges, you know, maybe at first going through, but eventually being struck down. This year, we're expecting more challenges to the mandates. Last year was against the state, this time maybe against the county. How are things different this year compared to last year, legally speaking, when putting a challenge to these mask or vaccination mandates?
Well, what's happening is we see the numbers going up, or at least we're told the numbers are going up. And, of course, that's always powerful information for the county executive and others to use to tell courts that, these mask mandates are appropriate. Again, whether or not emergency powers are appropriate at this point, whether these figures are accurate and so on, those things will have to be challenged in court and a judge convinced that this is unnecessary. You know, things have changed. A lot more people are vaccinated. What's the hospital capacity situation? You know, so this time it'll be a little bit, fact-specific. So we'll see what the evidence is.
Are you currently working on challenges, and what kind of response is your office getting to these mandates?
I every day I receive calls from people who want me to challenge every mandate that there is, probably because, you know, we successfully challenged about six of the governor's directives with regard to closing restaurants and all the rest of it. We do have some individuals who are interested, some large groups who are interested in challenging whether the emergency powers of polling cars are still legitimate. And obviously that would have a big impact on what a court would do with regard to mask mandates and so on. But for the most part, when we look at cases, you know, mask mandates have been upheld. It's things like closures and capacities and things like that that are more vulnerable to legal attacks.
When you look at, and this is something that's been brought to our attention by a lot of the business owners who want to challenge in some way, shape, or form some of these mandates, the emergency order issued by the county executive and the Department of Health in Erie County states, you know, on the first page you have, you know, whereas fully vaccinated individuals infected with the Delta variant are contagious and able to spread the virus to others. And then you scroll down toward the very end, therefore we order that anyone who says 100% COVID vaccination requirement for entry is exempt from masking. It's two things in the same document that seem to contradict each other if your goal is to stop the spread. Does that make it easier to maybe fight against in court?
Well, that would be a basis to say it's arbitrary, it's capricious. Tim Wenger from your station, if you recall, had a conversation where he said, well, if the numbers are going up in schools and there's mandatory masking in schools, why do we think masking is the answer? You know, so there are some, you know, head scratchers there as to some of these mandates when we look at the facts.
Paul, if the county goes with future phases of these mandates, 2, 3, and 4, does it become more likely that they can be challenged or less?
Well, again, I think that, you know, the more restrictions that are put in place, the easier it's going to be to have a receptive judge. As far as I'm waiting to see if they're going to try to, you know, again, do capacity things, whether they'll have issues with indoor dining. I mean, are we going to go totally backwards? I think that, the public is sick and tired of it. And then we look at states like Florida and so on, where it seems to be as laxed as can be and the numbers are down. So, you know, I think it's time to challenge the statistics that we're getting from the health department, from the county executive and others to determine whether or not, you know, this emergency is still there.
We're speaking with Attorney Paul Cambria on WBEN. You know, Paul, I always struggle to figure out what's a good argument in layman's terms versus what a judge might be receptive to. And one of the things that I was thinking in this four-phase plan that was laid out by the county last week is that on phase two, you would require a proof of vaccination to go to pretty much any indoor public space. But then phase three and four would be limiting capacity or shutting down those indoor public spaces where everybody inside already has to be vaccinated, which if that were the case, I mean, it would kind of signal no end to any idea of a shutdown or business closure if we're doing that to 100% vaccinated venues. Is that something a judge would be receptive to? Is there an argument that can be made in a courtroom to that effect?
Yeah, again, you know, when we get to these contradictory sort of messages, that gives us a good basis to say to a judge, you know, these are just arbitrary. You know, it's like you say, if you're vaccinated, you're fine. Then it's like, well, you're not fine. So what's the answer? Yeah. And it always gets down to, is it arbitrary? Is it capricious? Is there a scientific basis for it? And is there a lesser means of dealing with the issue? And I think we're going to see some challenges on statistics and claims that are being made.
You know, what about a business such as a restaurant in Erie County that is located right near the Niagara County line? The Erie County business would be at a disadvantage because of the mandates. Niagara County doesn't have them. Is there an argument that can be made on that point?
Well, again, if the statistics in that other county are such that without the extra burdens, the numbers are not going up kind of thing, that can be used in Erie County to say, you know, what they're asking to have happen is not necessary or it's not working. All the facts are relevant. And it is terrible to have I own a restaurant. We're lucky that we haven't been impacted that much. But some of these border restaurants, I'm sure, are very much impacted. People are on their way to Niagara County. And, you know, we still have payroll and insurance and all the rest of it, a lot of employees. So a shutdown isn't going to come with open arms to the population in Erie County, that's for sure.
Higher courts we saw last year were mostly on the side of the government when it came to these issues and mostly on the side of, you know, this is an ongoing public health emergency. Has there been in the past a couple of months, or, you know, really since we've seen a lot of these challenges in the Western New York area. Has there been maybe a change in that that you've noticed, or is that something I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, a lot of the superior courts, I mean, even the U.S. Supreme Court struck down mandates in New York State. You remember this with the diocese case and so on. And as far as locally, we did see some reversals, not to the degree that Executive Poloncarz thought or said, but we did see a reversal here and there from the Rochester Appellate Court. And, it was unfortunate because the decisions below seemed to be the correct decisions, but I don't see any real wave of interference with the trial courts and what they've been ruling.
Paul, we are appreciative of your time. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's attorney Paul Cambria, our legal expert.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.